Today in the Joy in the Word podcast, we pick up in the book of Ecclesiastes to continue our study in the books attributed to King Solomon. You'll remember from our study in Kings that we just ended with Solomon's death. We went over Proverbs and the first part of the book of Ecclesiastes. Now I would like to finish the book of Ecclesiastes and also discuss the Song of Songs, which is another book attributed to Solomon. Now, it's very interesting that this is where I would be at this point in time, is in the book of Ecclesiastes. In real time, as I record this, our country is facing the severity of the situation with the coronavirus. And this book's focus is that really everything is meaningless except for God, your relationship with Him, and your relationship with your friends and family. That really is what it boils down to. That's where the true treasure lies. And Ecclesiastes is a book that Solomon wrote near the end of his life, recognizing that everything that he had, everything that he had acquired, even all the wisdom that he had gained, really was meaningless apart from God, apart from what is the true treasure, which is eternal. So we left off last time in chapter 5. In chapter 6, he continues his discussion about things that he sees that are meaningless, things that are evil under the sun, what good a man's efforts are if they're only physical. When he moves on to chapter 7, he discusses wisdom, which is very similar to some of the things he discussed about wisdom in the book of Proverbs. He begins by saying a good name is better than fine perfume. He says in verse 5, it is better to heed a wise man's rebuke than to listen to the song of fools. In verse 11, he says, wisdom, like an inheritance, is a good thing. He goes on to say in verse 12 that wisdom is a shelter as money is a shelter. But the advantage of knowledge is this: wisdom preserves the life of its possessor. Obviously, money does not do that. He says in verse 19, that wisdom makes one man, one wise man, more powerful than 10 rulers in a city. Moving on to chapter 8, he discusses the importance of obeying the king. In chapter 9, it's entitled A Common Destiny for All. It says, all share a common destiny, the righteous and the wicked, the good and the bad, the clean and the unclean, those who offer sacrifices and those who do not. As it is with the good man, so it is with the sinner. As it is with those who take oaths, so with them who are afraid to take them. Meaning that we will all die in the end. So he says it's important to enjoy the life that God gave you. It says enjoy the life with your wife, whom you love, all the days of this meaningless life that God has given you. It says whatever you find your hand doing, do it with all your might. So since everything is meaningless in the physical, and everything we do unto the Lord, he says, whatever your hand finds itself doing, do it with all your might. He ends chapter 9 by declaring that wisdom is better than folly. It says, the quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. In chapter 11, it's entitled, Bread Upon the Waters. It says, cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days you will find it again. And this just means to be adventurous or explore this earth that God has created. And then it says, give portions to 7, yes, to 8, for you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. So be generous. Be generous, especially in times of disaster. In my footnotes on that verse, it says, be generous while you have plenty. Unforeseen disasters may make you dependent on the generosity of others. So the situation that we're in currently was certainly unforeseen by most. But don't let it stop you from being generous. Now moving on to verse 5 in this same chapter. It says, as you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. So God is the maker of all things. And this reminds us that God is sovereign. It also reminds me of Psalm 91. It says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. It says, He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. Then moving on to chapter 12, he goes through another series of things that are meaningless. In verse 8, he actually declares again, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless. And then he ends with the conclusion of the matter. Picking up in verse 9, it says, not only was the teacher wise, but also he imparted knowledge to the people. He pondered and searched out and set in order many proverbs. The teacher searched to find just the right words, and what he wrote was upright and true. The words of the wise are like goads, their collected sayings like firmly embedded nails, given by one shepherd. Be warned, though, my son, of anything in addition to them. Of making many books there is no end, and much study wearies the body. So he's saying that all the studies that you can do lead back to the one true word of God. And he says in verse 13, now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. So the bottom line, the conclusion of the matter, is fear God and keep His commandments. This is the whole duty of a man. Now, if you'll remember from Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7, when we were reading the prologue, it said this very thing. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Though Solomon, at the end of his life and all his studies and all his experiences, came up with that one simple conclusion. Fear God. Keep His commandments. This is the whole duty of a man. Now, like I said, I also wanted to have a brief discussion on the book called Song of Songs. Now, in the Hebrew, this is actually called Solomon's Song of Songs, meaning the epitome of the song, and it's a description of a loving relationship between a man and a woman. But really what it is a symbol between the loving relationship between God and His people, Jesus and the body of Christ, our Father and us, an intimate and personal relationship. So, like I said, that loving relationship is symbolized in this book between a man and a woman, and it actually gets pretty descriptive. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is actually read this book on your own. I know how many children are listening, and there are several things that the parents may want to use discretion on if they'd like to read it aloud or not. So I do encourage you to go through and read it and decide what parts your children are able to handle. So this book is 8 chapters long, and it's mostly a discussion between the beloved and her lover. And sometimes there are friends who share some information in the conversation. So the summary of this book is recorded in chapter 8. If you look at verse 6, it says, love is as strong as death. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot wash it away. And if we remember that and know that to be true about our Father's love for us, then we'll know who we are. And we'll know that there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. So I'll end by quoting Romans chapter 8 that discusses that very same matter. If you pick up in verse 38, it says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So I just want to encourage you with that today, to know that there's not anything on this earth that happens to us in the physical that could ever separate us from the love of God. And that's the same truth the same conclusion that Solomon came to when he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. Everything else is meaningless except for the love of God.